Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of our revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time? Mr. Knight?
Just an announcement. The agenda was revised on January 27, 2015 to include old business case number 11504. Case number 11504 was the application of Loblolly LLC. Since we have a substitute attorney just for this case, I would suggest to the board that you do the old business item first, if you so choose.
Okay.
Other than that, the agenda has not changed.
All right. Is there any others?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to, as Mr. Lank just stated, I'd like to make a motion that we move case number 11504 to the front of the agenda.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Mills that we move case number 11504 to the beginning of the agenda. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickert?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And again, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,504 will be moved. Okay. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table at the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed on our old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record is held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed on our old business are considered after the new public hearings, and your advice may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Okay, first case then, please.
First case with old business item is case number 11504, Loblolly LLC. The public hearing on this application for special use exception and variances relating to off-premise signs was held on December 15, 2014. It was tabled to January 5th of 2015, again to January 26, 2015, and again to this evening. So I'll hear from Mr. Robertson.
I don't have anything else to add to that, except, well, I will add that obviously there was several variance applications and the one special use exception that covered the two billboard signs. So there's a lot that's involved in this particular application. So when you're deliberating on it, particularly when you make your motion, if you'd be sure to address, you know, all the issues that are involved.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, just because there's a conflict of interest, I'm going to leave the area for the moment.
Okay.
When you all have finished discussion and voting on this application, I'll resume my post.
All right, Mr. Sharp. Thank you. Okay, and then I will open the hearing up then, or open for discussion. Any member would like to start off? Mr. Mills, would you like to start off?
Sure.
All right.
Personally, based on the testimony that we heard, I think that this case does strongly merit approval in that because of the restrictions by DLDOT, requirements by DLDOT, if you will, it basically renders this property not able to be used as a commercial property. And because of its size and shape and the ingress and egress required by DLDOT. So I think that on all accounts, the applicant is just looking for some relief in using a commercial property commercially.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. Mr. Hudson?
I would concur with Mr. Mills that it is an odd property and is certainly restricted in several manners to its use. The only problem I have is the merit of billboards themselves with some not being rented. Now, in this case, there may not be any in the area that aren't rented. I'm not positive of that, and I don't know that we had any testimony to that effect.
I did listen to the record, and I don't recall that there's any testimony one way or the other on that. So
nothing really to consider in that respect, and it is certainly on a commercial route. So I'd be interested in hearing what the other members had to say also.
All right, Mr. Hudson, Mr. Ricker.
Oh, yes. Well, gentlemen, I think that my opinion is that we should turn the special use exception down and also the variances. Why? Okay, here's the reason why. My reason. I think the special use exception is to place a billboard in that area. I think there was one person in opposition to that. Am I right, Mr. Mike?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There was one person in opposition to that. And a special use exception in that area, will it affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties? I would say yes, where it's located. Also, the fact that you're looking at six variances to establish signs, and the first time I've seen this, not only the setbacks from the side yard setbacks, the only thing I see them meeting is the front yard setback, and everything else, they've got to have a variance for it to place the sign there. And even in between the billboards, they need a variance now. Normally, at 300 feet, they want a variance for that also. They want a variance for the size of the sign. Okay, from 300 and double that to 600 square feet. So with all these variances that they're asking for to place a sign in that area on a commercial one venture that they're going to be doing with the two billboards up there and within a lesser of 300 square feet, I believe they're creating their own difficulty. I believe they're creating their own hardship with all the variances that they have to have. If they didn't place the sign there, they wouldn't have these variances. And I believe it can be used for something else. I don't a commercial endeavor as far as any kind of store any kind of commercial application could be used there. And to put that in that area, I believe, would be setting the precedence right on up Route 1 from that area to other people coming in and sign companies and also businesses that will say, well, let's see what happened down there. My goodness, we can get ourselves a couple of signs up here that are not 300 square feet. We'll make them 600 and get down there. They approve this one. I believe they're creating their own say about it, and I'm not in favor of it.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
I agree with Mr. Bud. I think I have no problem with the sign, if it was a standard sign, 300 feet. I mean, they own the lots. They could cut those trees down and move stuff around down there if they needed to. I think it's a too big a sign going there. It's a commercial lot. They bought that. They knew it when they bought it. I just think it's too big there. I think we're going to be setting something up for that, for other signs. But I have no trouble with the standard 300-foot sign. I think the sign myself is just too big for that area. I'm familiar with that area, and I wrote it a couple of times, and I just don't see where you need a sign that big at for there. I mean, what they're saying they need it for people to see, a standard 300-foot sign would be fine in there for people to see it.
So if it was, if their request was just for a 300-square-foot sign, you wouldn't have a problem with it?
No.
Mr. Rickard, you you said that you felt that it that particular use would affect adversely uses neighboring adjacent properties. How does a billboard stand there by itself do that?
Well, as you're, there are some effects that you see when you come down Route 1 in that area as far as signs are concerned, and most of your signs are the normal on-premise signs. Now, all of a sudden, you come across a billboard that is 600 square feet. Now, that's going to have a visual impact on that area, and I believe that will affect the other signs that are on that area. I believe that, like I said, it will affect the area as far as two of those signs are going to be side by side. And as far as I'm concerned, that's not the place to put them. And from what I've read over and over and looked at over and over, six variances to put that sign there just doesn't seem to me to be reasonable.
But are you against the 600, or just a standard 300-foot sign? Do you have a problem with that?
Well, certainly that 300-foot sign would probably take the sting out of some of my statement that I'm saying about the 600 square foot.
Okay, square.
I think that there's somewhere along the line we've got to draw a line, and I think that
I agree with you there.
So you guys wouldn't be opposed if we just did not request or approve the first request of the 600 square feet, but approve the others?
You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that, yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
You're okay with that? Mr. Ray?
No.
So you're not with the variances?
No.
None of them?
None of them.
But the 300 feet you would be? Square, the sign?
300 foot, I would be.
Yeah.
Okay. A special use exception.
Special use exception.
What adjustment on that?
Gentlemen, there was one other issue that came up in the public hearing, was that there's a need by the code to require a variance for anything less than 300 foot from public lands. The state owns Waples Pond, and the public lands go up to this parcel. It's a little spit of land right off Route 1, and there's a requirement that they be 300 feet from that, so there was never a variance requested for that 300 foot.
Well,
we looked at that, and I think the way the board can address that, if you're inclined to approve the special use exceptions, would just make it, contingent on them getting that additional variance for the 300 feet from the public lands. It's my understanding that was just an oversight at the time of the application.
So, no, it was. I'm just bringing that up.
Yeah, we need to cover that.
Do they have to come back to us again?
It would have to come back for the, I guess it would be the northernmost sign, or the sign that's
on the
right.
It would be
the one
closest to the Waples Pond.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Lank, so instead of five, that would make it six variances they would need.
Or seven. You said six before.
No.
Yeah.
I think
it's five, isn't it?
Five variances
five
is what they requested
six,
on the application.
Numbers. Yeah, that's all I had was five, plus a special use.
Right.
Okay.
So it's one.
Another question for the board. You were considering two signs. one double-sided, one single-sided. Are you looking at both signs in this application? What consideration do you have for one sign versus two signs?
Well, and that was kind of my point, in that because of the restrictions and limitations by DLDOT, which is the public difficulty creating a hardship, Mr. Rickard suggested that they could put a store or something, but we heard testimony that they need the proper ingress and egress that they can't get from DLDOT. So therefore, kind of renders the property useless as commercial. So I think that's a consideration in this hardship, that, the additional billboard would provide revenue that a commercial property would otherwise be able to earn from this property.
I think with a little bit of effort that that property could be used in a commercial endeavor instead of this commercial endeavor. And that's the way I feel about it anyway.
I think too, John, brought up in the case about the speed of it. That's why it had to be so big, because of speed going into it. I don't think the speed had anything to do with that size sign. I think you can see it. 300-foot sign as well.
Yeah, I've got no problem with the 300, not approving the 600.
Okay.
I'm just, Mr. Lank was suggesting that one billboard instead of two, and I'm just saying that, I understand. I can appreciate the request for two billboards, in that the hardship is because they can't otherwise use that property as a commercial property.
I have no trouble with two.
So the motion would be that you would approve the variances, all the variances, correct?
Yeah.
Except the 600.
Except for the 600 square foot.
And the special use exception.
They would have to meet the 300 square foot.
The separation from the public land.
Separation from the public land.
Or come back for another variance.
Come back for another variance.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That was the two issues I had that have been addressing. They could do those. Mr. Roberts, do you have something else?
Just a couple things I wanted to clear up, and maybe the way this session's gone, they may not be, as significant, perhaps. Mr. Rickards talked about that there was one person in opposition, and that sort of satisfied the adversely affected adjacent and neighboring properties. Just if depending on which way we're going to vote, I was going to say make sure you say how that would adversely affect it, because just saying one person showed up doesn't really carry the day as far as standards. You need to explain how it adversely affected it. The other thing is, Mr. Sharp and I actually talked about this in a general sense, not with regard to this application, but the standards, exceptional practical difficulties. And that comes into play, I think, with Mr. Rickard's statement, that the exceptional practical difficulty could not have been created by the applicant. I think you'd said hardship. Just so we're clear on that, it should be exceptional practical difficulties. There was a statement made about, the commercial property. They knew it when they bought it, that it was commercial and the limitations. I wasn't here the night of the public hearing, but I'm not sure there was any evidence in the record really when they bought it or what they knew at the time. So I wouldn't use that as a reason for.
I said that.
As one of your reasons for or against it. So
if I recall correctly, I believe they realized the limitations after they bought it, as far as DLDOT's.
Yeah.
Requirements.
That's all I have. Thanks.
Okay. There was one other thing too. I don't know that in your conversations in the last few minutes, but did you address the height? They proposed to go.
I asked the question if there was any problem with any of the other variances.
I didn't write it down.
Clarification, we ought to review the variances.
Yeah, I want to go over those
that are being requested.
Yep,
if you want to do that, Mr. Lank.
Yes, I can. The first request was for a 600 square foot variance from the required 300 foot square footage for proposed billboard number one.
Okay.
That's billboard number one. Okay.
Requesting a 300 square foot variance from required 300 square foot for proposed billboard number two.
Okay.
That was a one sided sign versus the first one being two sided.
Right.
Okay. Three, requesting a 15 foot variance from the required 25 foot height for both signs. Four, requesting a 40-foot variance from required 50-foot side yard setback for billboard number 2, and 5, requesting a 50-foot variance from a required 300-foot separation requirement between billboards, being both number 1 and number 2.
Okay.
It was not a sign from another location. It was for these two billboards.
Right. Okay. They're getting each other's way.
So, okay, so we are looking at an adjustment as far as the height is concerned, too.
Right.
We want to go to 40 right. feet.
We're proposing 40, so 15-foot variance.
To go to 40, okay.
Well, how about you on that, Mr. Workman? How do you feel about the height? You said you would, they, as far as you were concerned, they could cut down the trees in that area.
They could do in that one, but, I mean, in that one area, they could cut those trees down and save that, but...
To eliminate the variance that we need, the 15-foot variance they need on the 40-foot.
You know, but I really don't have a problem with that. With the height, if they drop it back down to 300, the height, and that doesn't bother me any. I mean,
plus they're asking for both billboards, not just the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. So, I mean, I really don't have a problem with the height, but the 600, I really did have a problem with that.
That was your biggest concern.
That's the biggest
concern. And part of the issue, too, with the trees was that I think a lot of those trees, the way that state of Delaware piece comes out there, they can't cut those down, and that's kind of, you know, sort of right there on that right-hand side.
Right. They cut their own trees down?
No, they couldn't cut the state's trees down.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because that's a weird
state
angle.
On that, yeah.
And I didn't realize that at the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize that at the beginning. It is state on that side.
Oh, okay, that is, yeah.
That is state, that. Yeah, and I didn't see that at first. So that caught, I went over it again. So that.
I'm fine with the height.
Yeah. Well, I'm almost happy because they can't cut
those
billboard
trees. Billboard number 2, the single-sided sign, is the one closest to the state property.
Okay.
Yes.
So the variance you're considering there is impacted by the separation requirement from public land.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you need to, if you so approve, you need to hold on that variance also.
Hold on that.
If you're on it.
Make it a stipulation.
Stipulation.
Have to come back to us for that.
Yes.
Or would have to be satisfied one way or another.
Right.
Right.
They're either not building it or getting another variance.
Right.
In that
right.
Location.
Okay. I go along with that.
Maybe the state will sell them 250 feet.
Yeah.
I think there was some correspondence in the record about that, and the state just said no.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Does everyone have a better understanding now, or any further questions? Because that the height was mine also, and that been side of the sign, square footage from 200 to 300.
Yeah.
And you know, if they get that separation between that property, as Mr. Roberts has stated, that was the only other one. If they can meet all the variances, and they can do that with Mr. Rickards.
I stay on my ground.
No, I mean, you're in favor of,
I'm not in favor of it at all.
No parts.
Any adjustment.
No adjustments.
No.
Not even 300 foot.
Nope.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
I'm okay without the 600 square foot variance.
Okay. And Mr. Mills?
Same.
You're okay with all of it. It's with the 300 foot, they take it down.
All variances except for the 600.
That's on. We're all okay on both billboards, then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, so I got a
stipulation
on
that.
They're only asking for it on one. They're only asking for the 600 on one billboard.
They're asking for 300 square foot on the single side sign, making it a 600. They're asking for 300 on each side. To make it 600 on both sides for the double.
So,
right.
So the single-sided sign is still asking for 300 square feet extra.
Right. But it's only single-sided, so they ask for 300 square foot variance from the 300 foot requirement to make it 600.
Yeah, that's on the single-sided.
Double side, they ask for 600, making it.
Right. So that basically they wanted 3 600 square foot signs.
Right. Yeah.
And what are we saying? 300. Two 300s and 1 600.
No.
3 300s.
3 300s to the 3 600s.
Well, three.
Basically, right?
300 square foot sign.
So
and one double sided 300 square foot sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But each facing would be 300
right.
square feet.
Right.
So we're talking about.
So the first two variances, we're not willing to approve. Is that what we're saying?
No.
First two variance requests.
First consideration would be
square footage. Right.
Well, the special use exception is whether or not the billboards are acceptable.
Right.
Once I got another question, if they could fit that over and meet that setback, so that they won't have to come back to us again, right? The one in the wetlands.
If they move it to meet the side yard setback, they still have to come back because they need the spacing from the public lands.
Public lands. Okay.
Either way, they got to come back.
Yeah. Got to come back. Okay.
Yep. So they would be applying for, if they came back, they'd be applying for two variances for the sign closer to the public lands.
Okay. You best wait till they get everything all done and then do it or what? Then they got to come back for two more.
Well, what's this? They should come back for two. You probably shouldn't act on the one request for the 40-foot variance from the 50-foot requirement because you've still got the issue of the 300-foot separation from the same property line.
Right.
But why don't we just wait till we get it all in together then on both of them?
The problem is you can't deny it, or they can't withdraw it at this point. That sets them back whatever it is, a year. Yeah.
So we can do the double fix, right?
You don't want to deny it either because that,
But we can do the one I'm saying. We can approve or whatever their decision on one.
I think what he's saying is we can approve request number 3 and 5. And then they can come back and reapply for variance number, request number 4 and the public lands.
Because I think I follow that with what Lawrence is saying. If they're requesting a 40-foot variance from the side yard setback, really what they need is a variance from the 300-foot public lands requirement. So it would be both of those at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So a motion to approve it, any of this, would be for the special use exception for the 15-foot variance in height and the 50-foot variance between the signs.
At this point.
And I don't know.
It seems to me that
on the one regarding 40-foot variance from 50 feet, I don't know that they would have to show where there's any change in that request.
Well, the thing is that it's really two issues because one talks about, 50 feet, Lawrence, from a property line?
Side yard.
So you still need the 50 feet from the side yard. I guess you would exceed that, I guess, if you had to go the 300 feet from the public lands. It seems to me that you can do 4 now, if you wanted to.
But even if they have to reapply with the state lands, if we deny number 4 in this case, can they reapply for this?
That's the thing. I think that hangs them up if you deny it coming back procedurally.
So we should do 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah, and then let them come back for that separately.
If you could do number 4 subject to the board giving consideration to a request for a variance from the 300-foot separation.
Yeah, you could do that as well.
You do 4 with a condition.
Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you could make it conditioned on that or not. Either way, they can't build it, until they come back in and get the variance because they're not going to be in compliance without that additional variance.
Right.
So you can word it or not, frankly, it seems to me. It's the same result.
Okay. But would it be best to word it or just?
That way it's clear for everybody that they do need to do it. So somebody doesn't come in with the building permit or a sign permit and not know what's going on. Yeah.
If we were to, that would be best to clarify that.
Yeah.
So then it would just be 3 and 5, right?
No, I think it's 3, 4, and 5.
4 and 5.
But we're going to hold up on 4, though.
I'm saying do it. If that's what you want to do, do it and just say that they also need a variance for the 300 feet from public lands.
3, 4, and 5 with a stipulation on 4.
You see what I'm talking about, Mr. Chairman? We want I was just timing it there. 3.5 minutes and trying to get this sign in its right category to approve it, right? And I agree with everything that our counselor has said, and it needs to be done. But again, like I'm saying, that I just don't think it's right that we should have to go through all this for a sign and the application, the way it was presented, of all these adjustments. And with all these adjustments, we're even getting confused on the board, and the board has to be given direction, which is the way it should be,
right,
by our attorney.
Right.
But I feel, just that sign shouldn't be there based on all these variances and exceptions we got to make to this, and then we got a special use exception is there, and that has to be put a certain way. So that's the reason that they give you a reason why I'm not in favor of this at all.
However, it is still a commercially zoned property.
Yes. So. Yes. And sometimes there shouldn't be a gas station where there is one. And there shouldn't be a sign where there should be one. So I'm trying to be fair about it and look at it from that prospect also, that I didn't want to be able to say that this sign shouldn't be there. Well, no, the ordinance reads that if you're in a commercial or an AR1 district and you meet the 50, 300, and, the 25-foot, that certainly you can't turn them down because they're in compliance with the. But now I have to take that ordinance and I have to keep adjusting everything 6 times. And, everything's got to be adjusted to get what they want. And I feel it's something they want, and it's not a need. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my colleagues disagree with me, but I want them to know why, where I'm coming from with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not a need. It's a want. They want this there. And, of course, it is a C1 property.
Right.
And there should be a discussion about it, and there has been.
Okay.
But I think that's why we're here.
Right.
Because of that. And, I mean, I think they're giving up some stuff, too. If they want to put this sign up, they're giving up their square footage if they want to put the sign up.
Okay.
So, but, I mean, I think we're working with them, too.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. But I just don't feel it should be in that area.
Yeah.
And because of all the adjustments I have to make with the,
with that. Okay.
And then, the state doesn't think it's something they don't want to give at all.
And, yeah.
So anyway, they're.
What do you mean the state don't want to give?
Well, they just don't want to. I think maybe they could make an adjustment for them there or help them out.
You mean the state could?
I think so.
Mm. I don't know. I would caution that because that's not in the record.
I know. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, strike that.
Yeah.
So what would we have to give up taking off now then? 3, 4, and 5?
Yeah, I would.
You did.
I would say that we want to approve it,
okay,
we need to approve the special use exception
first,
and the variance requests number 3, 4, and 5
at this time,
and not approve 1 and 2.
Yeah, we've been talking about them in terms of numbers, and I'm not sure how that shows up anywhere in the record. Just
right now.
Yeah, just for the benefit of clarifying, so it shows up in the minutes. 3 is requesting a 15-foot variance from the required 25-foot.
Height,
and 4 is requesting a 40-foot variance from the required 50-foot side yard setback, and 5 is requesting a 50-foot variance from the required 300-foot separation between billboards, just so that sort of tracks through. Did you get all that, Ms. Norman?
And make sure the motion makes reference to
the condition.
They have to apply for the 300-foot separation from public lanes?
Right.
If you're favorable toward the application.
Right.
If what, Mr. Knight?
If we're favorable.
Favorable toward the application.
Right.
So, number one, we're going to deny it then from 600 to?
Number one and number two?
300.
300, yes. But he asked, requesting a 600, right?
Yeah, right. Says.
You go from 600 that I looked at, to down to the 300.
Yeah, from 600 going to 300.
Yeah, that's a double sided. That would be the adjustment they're going to have to give up if they want, or that we're.
Yeah.
Put into it then, right?
Yes.
Robert, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
You and reject then again, one number and two, three. They get a 300-square-foot facing on a double-sided sign and a single sign.
So, again, Mr. Lank, just the way you read it is, I know we've said this, but that means there's 3 facings. Each one's 300 square feet.
Right.
Right, okay, yeah.
So if we don't give a variance to any of that square footage, then they're limited to 300 square feet.
They're limited to that, to build.
300, 300, and then 300.
300.
Yeah.
That's where I came up with the 3.
And they could put 300 on the backside of the other one if they wanted to, right?
Right.
No.
Didn't request?
Didn't request, yeah.
Okay.
So they didn't request that.
But the 9 had it, they're going to a 300 in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And then number 3 again would be the height from 25 to 40 would be 15. And then number 4 and number 5. Well, I had a lot of concerns, and after you have, Counselor or Mr. Roberts, you kind of cleared some things up a little bit better. First I looked at it, too, that it's in a, maybe it's in the wrong area, but that's all they got to work with, and they're willing, we're going to ask them to give up, and they're willing to work with us. And they can meet all the variances and the 300 square foot.
Mr. Lang.
For the 600.
Sorry, go ahead.
But I'm finished.
They don't need a 300-foot variance to have a double side. They can have 300 square feet per side, correct?
Sure.
Yeah. That's but what I was saying. They could have.
But they were requesting a double-sided and a single.
Right.
That's part of the special use exception application.
Part of their request. So that's all they can get.
Okay.
Because that's all they requested.
They didn't request two double.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Okay. That clears that up then.
Right.
No.
If they were just requesting a billboard with no square footage, they could have a double side.
If they had asked for it.
Yep.
That's being a record.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's being a record when they apply.
Yeah.
What they're applying for.
Okay. So, again, Mr. Riggers, have you got any other questions? Or you're still...
I have no other questions.
Or any other things they can...
You guys have batted around so much here, I just... listen to it, and I say, well, see, my statement was there's too many adjustments. I believe it shouldn't be there. They didn't prove to me that they're not creating their own hardship. I mean, you've just discussed it for quite a while here.
Yeah, but after
hearing it, should be.
I'm ready to vote.
But I did. But after hearing what the state won't let them, they can't cut the height. They can't do it because they can't cut the trees down, which I would understand.
I just say the unnecessary hardship.
Right.
That's my stand on that. And
okay.
I think Mr. Mills is ready to take a vote.
I'd like to go along with you on that. Okay, then, if there's no further discussion. And Mr. Wortman, any further?
No.
Okay. Mr. Rickers, no further from you?
No further from
Mr. Hudson?
Yeah.
And then Mr. Mills? No further. So if there is none and the board is ready to vote, whoever makes a motion, then that we make sure that we try to get it covered in here. Number one would be special use, and then the variances would be those 3. Okay. Chair is open for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to case number 11504, I would make a motion that we approve the special use exception, as I think the applicant has proven that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. It's a commercial property. There are other commercial properties in close proximity, and it's on a well-traveled artery in Delaware. In regard to the variances, I'd make a motion that we not approve. Well, first off, let's say, just for the record, establish that they are looking for one double-sided and one single-sided billboard. So the motion I would make would be to allow them the standard 300 square feet on each of those sides. Grant the request for 15-foot variance from the height on each billboard, and request the 40-foot variance from the side yard, with a condition that they apply for the 300-foot variance from public lands, and also grant the variance of 50 feet from each of the 2 billboards. My reasons for feeling that we should grant those variances are in regard to uniqueness. I think there is certainly a uniqueness on this property. It's narrow, it's unusually shaped, and there is a hardship in that they don't have enough road frontage, according to DLDOT, to make best use of this commercial property, which also creates a hardship on the applicant and not necessarily by the applicant. And in regard to possibility of development, it makes it difficult to develop the property in strict conformity. In regard to effects on the surroundings, I don't believe that the variance request will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, commercial property and commercial area adjacent to lands that aren't going to be developed as far as the state is concerned. And I don't feel that it will be detrimental to public welfare.
Can I make one just comment on that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Just, I think you talked about the exceptional practical difficulty and the unnecessary hardship. It should be that the exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant.
That's what I meant. Yes,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
You just sort of substitute practical those words for the hardship word. Thanks. Okay. Sorry to be a nitpicker.
And I do believe that it's the variance is necessary to afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve special use exception and the variances of the number 3 and number 4 and 5, which would be the height, 40 feet from the 50-foot requirement and the 50 feet from the separation requirement.
With that condition that they come back in?
The condition that they come back in. To meet the requirements on that's number
number four,
that they come back in and meet the conditions on number 4
for the state land separation.
For state land separation, is that
right? Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
300 feet from public lands.
Yep. Yeah, or state.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Does everybody understand the motion? Any further questions before we vote on it, Mr. Roberts? Is everything in that motion?
I think that's covered. If that's the way you want to go, yep, absolutely.
Everything covered. It.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, then. All those in favor of case number 11,504, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Rickards?
Nay.
Okay, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Kenway. So by a vote of 4-0. Case number 11,504 as approved.
Should be 4-1.
4-1, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
As approved. 4-1, you left me out of there.
Yeah, 4-1, I'm sorry. I beg your pardon, sir.
I don't mind you disagreeing with me, but don't leave me out of there, you know.
Please
I
accept
am part
my,
of your ballpark.
Please accept my apology. I didn't mean to leave you out.
No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. All right then, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. I
Bobby,
appreciate
thank
that.
You for,
thank you
for coming. It's always a pleasure.
Appreciate my pleasure. Enjoy the rest
Mr.
of your
Sharp.
Evening.
We'll have to, where's he at?
I don't know. I'll see if I can't find him. I'll be right back.
Okay, we'd appreciate that. Well, here he comes. He had that time just right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Ben.
I think
thank
he was you. Watching on television.
Oh, he was watching? Oh.
Snoring around.
No, we ain't getting to see him. Didn't see you. Again, thank you, Mr. Robertson.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Good luck the rest of the way. Have a good evening.
See you.
Thank you.
Don't make it so long. Just stop around and see us once in a while.
I'll show up.
Okay, take care. Now, Mr. Lang.